Curl for a Cause is a long-standing charitable event in Fergus, but they've taken a new approach this year. Historically, they've chosen a few charities each year to contribute to, but this year the effort to bring the Aboyne Rural Hospice to fruition is center stage. We looked at the amount that the hospice needs to raise, and the entire committee was really supportive of this idea. The hospice has given volunteers to help Curl for a Cause this year, and they've contributed a lot to the planning, said event chair Laura Hofer. The popular curling Bonspiel has been running since 2006, and brings residents, volunteers, businesses and sponsors together for a weekend event that helps out community causes. Bruce Hawkins originally founded this event because a family member was sick with cancer, so Curl for a Cause supported the Canadian Cancer Society. It eventually morphed to help local charities. We have raised over $556,000 going into our 17th year, said Hofer. 100% of what is raised goes to charity, and we raise money through advertisements in our program, logos on the back of t-shirts, an online auction, and asking curlers to bring in pledges. This year we have 64 curlers, but we also reach many volunteers and our auction is advertised far and wide, she said. As Hofer goes into her 10th year on the committee and second as the chair, she finds herself becoming more and more involved in the event. When I first got involved, I was working full-time and had a young family, so I did a lot of the online work. Now, I am more involved and I've gotten to see this event grow and change. We have supported so many charities, and I'm happy we're putting our efforts towards the hospice this year. The Aboyne Rural Hospice has been a project years in the making, but it's been gaining steam the last while. It doesn't exist yet, but the land has been donated by the county for the medical facility. $2.5 million to apply for a final Ministry of Health approval. They need to prove this area needs and can support a hospice, she said. They're getting close to that number, so this is a big step. That said, after the approval their goal goes to over $12 million, which represents construction costs and 2 years operating cost they must have to open. She says the hospice has been trying to become established for nearly 2 decades, but the new hospital being built 5 years ago provided a newfound interest. Land near the hospital was put aside for the hospice by Wellington County. It just needs that approval, and a real push began. There are so many supporting it and wanting this to happen. The community is really rallying around it, she said. She said the committee is excited for this year's event. Our committee realizes we are small pieces of the puzzle. But we've come together to make a big difference, and raising this money is no small feat. She said. Through donations, advertising and everything else, response has been tremendous. All the food for the event has been donated, with a local chef preparing and serving lunch. The rental of the curling club was paid for by a generous community member and our programs were printed free of charge. With so few expenses and so much support, this event is going to be a huge success for Curl for a Cause and Aboyne Rural Hospice. To learn more about Curl for a Cause, visit them online here.